Mini episode 554 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by that NBA lottery pick, your pop culture influenced look at the world of hoops. Follow them on the web at that NBALotteryPick.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 554. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Mad Men episode 7.10, titled The Forecast. Of course, this segment is co-branded as usual with NotJustAnotherTVSite.com, where you can also find my weekly reviews of Mad Men. Here's our top five developments from episode 7.9, heading into this week's installment. Number five, Harry risks burning a bridge with Don. Harry helped to save Don's job in the first half of the season by alerting him to Jim and Lou plotting against him, and as such, the two bonded as they rarely had before. Of course, though, Harry's lust for Megan has been on the record for a long time, and with her divorce from Don, he saw the chance to take full advantage. In all likelihood, Don saw through Harry's attempts to cover himself afterward. While Don doesn't care who Megan dates at this point, he would not be pleased to know that Harry asserted himself in such a predatory manner. Could this lead to the two of them at odds at the agency? Arguably, each commands one of the firm's two most precious assets, the creative department and the computer. Harry made a mistake in misjudging Megan's desperation to get ahead, and as such, he may have made an enemy in Don. Number four, Betty's delusions bring on consequences that won't even be felt for many years. So Betty, the self-proclaimed great listener, will become professionally certified to help others deal with their problems. Once she succeeds in scarring the better part of a generation of troubled tri-state residents, she'd better hope that Henry has purchased top-notch malpractice insurance. Number three, Roger gets way more than he bargained for. So Marie cheated on her husband with Roger. It's nothing that she hasn't done before. But now she's left him to be with Roger? This is a man who divorced two women twice as hot and half as annoying as Marie. It's very interesting that Roger was never shown admitting that they're now an item. The scene where he boots her to the curb is likely to be one of the highlights of the show's final run. Number two, Peggy looks into the future and doesn't like what she sees. It's not the weirdness of Pima or the pansexuality that rings a bell, but the part about living life without settling down that will be weighing on her mind. Like her frenemy Joan, she already feels that pang strongly. In the remaining episodes, one of the best bets will be Peggy rounding out her life by truly becoming the modern woman who has it all. Number one, Don's quest for meaning is getting more and more dire. Rebounding off a divorce, Don sought to fill the deep hole in his life by throwing himself into a relationship with a dark, tortured stranger that he just met. Hey, what could go wrong? Well, Diana answered that question by revealing the depths of her own torment and booting Don to the curb. Will her decision stick? And with or without Diana, how is Don finally going to put his own twisted past behind him and embrace happiness in a new decade? In the words of a good 70s shrink, no, not Betty, regardless of his romantic status, Don is going to have to solve his problems by first learning to love himself. And in the hollowed-out shell of his apartment at the end of episode 7.9, the metaphor for his own emptiness was never more obvious. Will 7.10 mark the beginning of the understanding that he needs to acquire, or will it serve as one more depressing hint that he's doomed to live life repeating all of his old patterns? Regardless of whatever happens in the episode, there's still time for Matthew Weiner to take us down a long, winding road up to and through the series finale. There's only five episodes left between now and the end, and we'll keep following along. Thank you for having tuned in to FDH Lounge mini episode number 554.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN2.
ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.